Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Robert Hagstrom's The Warren Buffett Way. Sophie, I have to ask, what's the one thing about Buffett that you think people get completely wrong?
Oh, that's a great question. I think people see him as this folksy, lucky old guy, but really he's one of the most disciplined thinkers in finance. This book breaks down his entire philosophy, and it's not about stock tips at all. It's about owning businesses.
Right, that's the core of it. Buffett doesn't see himself as a stock trader. He's buying pieces of companies, and he plans to hold them for a long time. That shift in mindset changes everything.
Exactly. And Hagstrom traces that back to two big influences, Benjamin Graham and Charlie Munger. Graham taught him margin of safety, buying cheap stocks below their intrinsic value. But Munger pushed him toward quality businesses at fair prices.
That's where the idea of an economic moat comes in. Buffett wants companies that can defend their profits for decades. Think Coca-Cola's brand or Geico's cost advantage.
Yes, a wide, durable moat means competitors can't just waltz in and steal market share. And Buffett only invests in businesses he understands. That's why he avoided tech for so long.
Honestly, that's humbling. He admits he doesn't understand certain industries, so he just stays out. How many of us can say that?
Right. And then there's Mr. Market. Buffett uses this metaphor of a manic depressive business partner who offers to buy or sell shares at crazy prices every day. Your job is to take advantage of his moods, not be influenced by them.
That requires so much emotional discipline. When a market panics, Buffett buys. During the 2008 crisis, he was putting billions into Goldman Sachs and GE while everyone else was running for the hills.
And he doesn't try to predict the market. He doesn't care about macroeconomic forecasts. He just looks at the underlying businesses and their long-term cash flow.
So how does he figure out what a business is really worth? That's the intrinsic value question.
He uses owner earnings, the actual cash a business generates after maintaining its competitive position. Then he discounts those future cash flows back to the present. It's rough math, but it forces him to focus on what matters.
And he's willing to hold for decades. His portfolio is super concentrated because he says diversification is a defense against ignorance. If you really know a business, you should bet big on it.
That's a controversial point. Most advisors say spread your risk. But Buffett argues that if you're knowledgeable, concentration actually reduces risk because you're deeply informed about each holding.
I've always loved that he admits his mistakes. He tells stories about bad investments like Dexter Shoes and learns from them. That intellectual honesty is rare.
It really is. And he's shown that you don't need to be a genius. You need a clear philosophy, patience, and the temperament to stick with it when everyone else is losing their head.
For me, the biggest takeaway is that the market is there to serve you, not to guide you. You don't have to act just because prices are moving.
Totally. And if you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, final thought.
The Warren Buffett Way reminds us that investing is about owning great businesses and letting time do the heavy lifting. Patience isn't passive. It's the most active thing you can do. We'll see you in the next one.